The Crow Panel DIS-0870H is a 7-inch capacitive touchscreen HMI with a resolution of 800 by 800 pixels, designed as a ready-to-use platform for building user interfaces in embedded systems. The device is based on the ESP32MRY7-5 code, which offers a dim light display with pale Bluetooth connectivity and ABS, while using Python instead. The TSC touchscreen used Utility Hystereo EMR module, which operates in parallel IBM MGIM. In positive rain levels, wire sack, gamma bog, weather, MPSD. It is a proprietary database with a constant backing of S2RS. The board has a sample program uploaded, wire combination chip, and SPI. The second generation NGSC operated devices bringing its second generation processor to the modern RFC. Send jobs to WBAC. In this particular case, the display was based on EK9716BD3 and EK7302ACGB controllers, RGB interface, and the touch was based on a GT911 chip. But this makes very little difference to the Waveshare discussed earlier, especially as everything is hidden under the hood of the library used. The ESP32 display panel has again risen to the challenge and shown that getting started with LVGL is not that difficult at all. I can take this opportunity to remind you of the related series of materials: ESP32 and Touchscreen Display, Tutorial, Part 1, How to Program, Basics, ESP32 and Touch Display, Part 2, How to Draw Pixels, Lines, Shapes, Performance Issues, ESP32 and Touch Display, Tutorial Part 3, Interactions, Games and Fun, ESP32 and Touch Display, Tutorial Part 4, Web Weather, APIs, JSON, ESP32 and Touch Display, Part 5, LVGL and Squareline Studio, ESP32 and Touch Display, Part 6, RGB Lamp Control, RGB Picker, ESP32 and Touch Display, Part 7, How to Make a Keyboard in LVGL, Logging. Finally, I guess I still have to make the standard point that such a display will not match the performance of modern touch tablets, so everyone has to judge for themselves whether such hardware suits them in practice. In addition, the more elements on the UI, also the lower the FPS. And it just feels to some extent that this is not a modern smartphone. But is this such a problem? For many projects, it should be enough anyway.